Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Panthers are prowling for a big-name head coach. Watch out for Bill Belichick. I'm so glad I followed Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe on Twitter, at Ben Volen. I'm sorry, you owe me a white V-neck T-shirt, but because I did spit when I saw that. Has it gone that poorly in New England? We know it has this year. How does this scenario play out, where David Tepper convinces Bill Belichick to be his head coach?
Sure, and apologies for the white T-shirt. I'll fire one up for you on Amazon and get it out to you, Adam.
It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, look, up here in New England, it's becoming increasingly clear that Belichick's run with the Patriots, it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
After this season. It's fourth year after Tom Brady. They've totally bottomed out, 2-9. Mac Jones is either A, totally not the answer, or B, has been completely ruined by Bill Belichick. You know, it's been 24 years. It's okay to admit the party's over.
Yeah.
It's done with Belichick, but he doesn't want to stop coaching. He wants to continue coaching. And, you know, that's why that report came out earlier this year of, supposedly a long-term contract extension for Belichick. Like, both sides want it known that, you know, Belichick wants it known to Kraft that if you fire me, you owe me a lot of money. And Kraft wants it known to the rest of the league, hey, Belichick's available, but you guys are going to have to trade me for him. So, look, Belichick wants to coach. And even though he's going to be 72, even though it has not ended well here for him, I still think there's enough desperate owners out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be able to find a job. I truly do think that. And to me, the Panthers, you know, I laid it out in my column. I think it makes a lot of sense. First of all, I've been told that, you know, that Belichick is certainly, I think, could be a good fit there and is, you know, maybe keeping his eye on that situation. And, you know, look, I think with Tepper, you saw it yesterday in that press conference. You know, he is so sensitive to the narrative that he's, impatient.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this. So that's why he's talking about, I want to coach for the next 30 years. I mean, he's just trying to counter that narrative. What he really wants is to make a splash and to stop being a five-win team every year and to make the playoffs and to be, you know, a relevant team in the NFL. No offense to the good people of Carolina, but that's not one of the bigger NFL markets
or
one that gets a lot of national attention. So
it did when they had Cam Newton.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. Since the Cam Newton days, really, you know, so I'd say for the last like 5 or 6 years, since he's owned the team, there's not been a whole lot of buzz around that team. And that's not always the best reason to hire a coach, but it's definitely a reason for these owners. And I, you know, there's no other coach. There's a lot of good candidates out there, but there's no other coach who is going to make the world stop like when you hire Belichick. It's no other coach is going to get coverage on CNN and the BBC International and all that stuff. And, you know, even though football-wise it's not perfect, you know, it's a team that is bottoming out, and who knows about Bryce Young if he's – you know, if Tepper is willing to give Belichick the control that he needs and to pick his staff and all that, that's going to be – you're not going to find much better jobs if you're Bill Belichick. So I'm telling you, just based on what I've told and fit and everything, just keep an eye on Belichick to Carolina.
There's a lot of things now I want to talk about. First of all, David Tepper is clearly impatient. He's also clearly out of touch. He's also clearly bad at giving press conferences. My joke is he was looking for someone worse at press conferences than he is, and Bill Belichick probably fits the mold, or at least at times fits the mold. It is legendary at this point. But if he's looking for the 20 to 30-year coach to eulogize him at his funeral – Bill's probably not the guy. But beyond that, the one thing, and maybe I'm looking at this from the wrong angle. If you're looking for somebody, if Bill would come here assuming total control of the football operations, which means also the draft, player procurement, hasn't that been really the big problem in New England over the last several years?
No question. Bill has had full responsibility for the roster, and they've kind of driven it into the ground. But you can always explain away everything.
Sure.
to me, the excuse making here, it can lead to, well, you know, the end of Brady was a little messier than anyone expected. You know, we tried to plan for the succession with Jimmy Garoppolo, but Brady and Kraft messed that up for me, and we're always drafting at the bottom of the first round. So of course our draft record isn't going to be like, you can always kind of explain that stuff away, and you can always look at what you want to look at. I mean, the Patriots from 2010 to 2016 were on fire. I mean, they just hit on every draft pick, and guys like Rob Gronkowski, and they developed Julian Edelman and Devin McCourty and quality players like Logan Ryan. I mean, they had an excellent track record of drafting and developing and keeping a lot of their guys until it kind of went all haywire the last 5 years. So, I mean, yeah, there are certainly a lot of negative aspects to Belichick's job. I mean, just look at the one loss record without Tom Brady. It's nothing to write home about.
No, and it's been really the skill position guys. They haven't really had good receivers, good targets to throw to over the post Tom Brady era, and I would argue that the last year of Tom Brady, he didn't have what to deal with, what to throw to. The offensive line was good but not great, and that's how that whole thing came to an end.
Belichick has always had a weak spot for wide receivers, just has always had trouble finding, first of all, drafting the right guys and then developing them. I mean, he did develop Julian Edelman, who wasn't even a college wide receiver.
He was a quarterback.
Give him a lot of credit for that. Yeah. And Rob Gronkowski as well, arguably the best tight end in NFL history.
So I'm with you.
It's not like they're devoid of it, but, in 2019, they picked N'Keal Harry over like A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. It's a really long list. And then they did it again a couple years ago. They took this kid, Tyquan Thornton, who's rail thin and can't get on the field. They took him over George Pickens and a few other guys as well. So they have a weak spot for wide receivers, identifying them, developing them. Belichick, in his final years, he has gotten, I think, more impatient with younger players, just willing to get rid of guys more quickly and not really see through their development. So, there have been issues, and he is very much responsible for this team being 2-9 right now. But every situation is different, and you can easily talk yourself into Belichick still has the energy, still sharp as ever, even at his age. And, I mean, who's seen more bullets than this guy? I mean,
no question.
Nine Super Bowls as a head coach, 6 titles. And, yeah, you could say it's all Brady, but that's not fair. I mean,
no, I don't think it is.
Belichick deserves a lot of credit for developing Brady and turning him into the champion that he was.
Oh, so, I'm with you. I never thought it was all Brady. I thought it was funny, and to me, a little bit coincidental that Brady goes to Tampa and wins in year one. I would encourage people to go look at that roster. I'm not saying any quarterback would have won with that roster, but they were stacked. So it was an incredibly talented offense with a very good offensive mind as the head coach. So I'm not surprised. And the roster at New England has not been good. The quarterback play has also not been that good. So those two things work hand in hand. But, yeah, Belichick and Brady, to me, have always made each other in terms of champions. And I think Bill's a great coach. And I tell people who complained, like, how could we go and get Belichick? And I was like, he's the greatest coach ever. Like, I would not allow him to have full reign over personnel, which might be a deal breaker. But if he has the right personnel guy with him, I think it would be an automatic move. I would hate to give up assets to get him because the Panthers don't have enough assets now. But Belichick would be an enormous get.
I would think so. And at minimum, you want him bringing in his own personnel guy, whether it's Matt Groh, who runs the front office now, or reconnecting with like a Dave Ziegler who just got fired from the Raiders. You know, you want John Robinson from the Titans is someone I've heard that Belichick could be paired with. You know, at minimum, Bill needs to be comfortable. You're not bringing in Belichick if you're not giving him kind of the setup that he wants. And from Belichick's right. perspective, I mean, Dave Tepper, who can make things happen at the snap of a finger is better than him. I mean, he's the third richest owner in the NFL. And you have to remember too, Adam, like, there are a lot of good coaching candidates out there, a lot of young offensive minds especially. I don't know how many of them are going to be into the Carolina job.
If you're a first-time
head coach, you're worried that Tepper steps on your toes and has fired the last two guys and keeps getting it wrong, and this place is a dead end. Like, the one guy who can deal with all that is Belichick. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's not worried about the owner, and he's not worried about, you know, any whatever. I mean, so you know, Belichick might make sense just because, you know, if you're a Ben Johnson or even maybe Eric Bieniemy, I mean, I know there's only 32 of these jobs,
right.
but I just don't know if this is the one that you want to stake your reputation to.
It all depends.
For Belichick, yeah, why not? You know, if the money's right, why not?
Depends on the guaranteed money. I mean, Frank Reich's going to get paid for another three years and however many games there are left. Matt Rhule's still going to get paid from two entities to be the head coach at Nebraska. So it's a great, it's a great retirement plan. So I'd jump at it. And if he fires me after six games because, you know, it doesn't go well, I can always say, really, the problem isn't me. The problem is him, because I think the narrative has already flipped there. I think most people believe the problem is David Tepper. So maybe there is some runway for a young up-and-comer to take a chance on this. But I agree with you that it will certainly not be somebody who has other options, because it's got to be well down the list.
And look, all coaching contracts are guaranteed. So if you're Ben Johnson, you're going to get – he's going to get head coaching offers, or
yep.
even like Eric Bieniemy. So, you know, yeah, if you get fired by the Panthers, yeah, you're collecting a nice fat check. But that's going to hurt your opportunity, your chances of ever being the head guy again. And you don't want to be saddled with a 4-13 record or anything like that. So it's not just the money. The money's going to be there for these coaches no matter what. You
yeah.
want the right opportunity, especially if it's your first time. So someone's going to take this job, but I think Tepper's going to have a harder time getting a young up-and-coming coach as opposed to just throwing a boatload of money at Belichick and giving him whatever he wants.
It would be hysterical. How do we've had coaches move before. What did John Gruden fetch from the Raiders to Tampa?
I don't have it off the top of my head. It's usually a first-round pick. I mean, I know last year, Sean Payton.
That eliminates
Sean
the Panthers.
Payton, well, you could always – look, there's the future too. But, you know, so you could always say, we'll give you a 2025 first-round pick.
Oh,
but
man.
I don't think for Belichick you have to give up that much. You know, Sean Payton was in demand. So I mean,
right.
Belichick might be somewhat in demand, but I feel like – you know, the Panthers might be able to get away with like a third round pick or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Look, Belichick is worth more, but the Panthers draft capital is just so low. Bill would look at this roster and go, I can't win with that. Even I can't win with that. I couldn't win with what I had in New England. How am I going to win with that? It's the worst offensive roster in the league. And that's knowing that the Jets also play football professionally. But
I mean, up here, it's not much better. I mean, it's pretty grim when you watch this offense up here. Belichick, there are going to be questions about whether he's the guy to turn that offense around, to turn that team around. And, you know, not having the first round pick certainly hurts. But, you know, if you're Tepper and you're looking to mm-hmm. bring some buzz to your team, some attention, and, you know, you want to – you know, ideally you have Belichick for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Like, there aren't too many coaches you could kind of pencil in for that kind of tenure. So I think there's a lot of reasons for Carolina to be in on a coach like Belichick.
Oh, I agree. There are a lot of reasons. And if David Tepper can hire Bill Belichick, I think he is the best coach to elevate this team to a 5-win football team. I don't think anybody else could get this group to 5 wins, but Bill Belichick might be good enough to do that. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, at Ben Volen on Twitter. I appreciate your time, man. It was very gracious of you to come on. Hopefully we can do it again.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Adam.
You got it. Ben Volen here on the Adam Gold Show.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular, and after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swamps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you get free delivery on your first 3 orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.